Blog Talk Radio, bitches!
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening there, good folks? Welcome to the off-ramp on this lovely May 17th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. What a night, what a night. Got my man M Extra Money on the horn. What's popping, Chief?
What's good, what's good, what's good?
Not much, but you said you sleep, yo.
Yeah, had a long day, yo. Long day.
Went to the zoo
with one of the kids, man. A lot of walking, hot. Then at a softball game, yo, just back-to-back stuff, yo. Crazy.
Hold on, went to the zoo with one of the kids, yo. You got three of them joints, yo. Like,
no,
you,
no.
The other two couldn't go, yo. They can't go see the homies, yo.
It was a field trip, yo. It was a field trip, yo. I had the middle one. Middle one on the field trip. That added, yeah, man.
What zoo y'all go to? The more zoo?
Just the Baltimore Zoo, yeah.
We gonna see a bunch of heroin addicts and crackheads.
Yeah, buddy, yo, Obama was in Baltimore, yo, we couldn't get out that motherfucker, they were shutting that shit down, man, we had to actually take a little, makeshift road out the zoo, yo, they shut down some parts of the road and shit, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Got my man, Mr. Righteous on the line. What's happening, Chief?
What's going on?
How's your day holding up?
Sitting at work.
Yeah, you're in there tapping into the matrix, yo. You controlling something, yo. Put that lotto on my numbers, yo. I took the blue pill. Fuck it. But all right, fellas, we can definitely get the show started to all of our wonderful calls out there, all the wonderful listeners. If you want to call in 646-915-880. Last show of the week. Whatever you got to say, you might as well get it off your chest now because you're going to forget by Sunday. I wish I could drink with y'all, but it's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Supposed to be rainy. I said, get fucked up, stay in your house. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, what y'all got going on this weekend? What you got going on this weekend, Mr. Righteous? You working or you partying?
Working.
Working all weekend, huh? Control the strings, huh? Behind that binary code, huh?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Max? What you got going on this weekend, yo?
Man, not much, man, actually. Daughter got another softball game, man. Had one tonight. Got another one tomorrow. Wait, that's about it, man. Just laying low, trying to save some money.
All right. Well, since none of y'all bastards are going to ask me, I'll tell y'all.
Well,
I got to go to a breastfeeding class tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So all the listeners out there, if you try to rob me, I got a brand new security system. Don't do it. Anyway, yo, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., I got to sit in the breastfeeding class. Why do I have to participate in the breastfeeding class? I don't have breast.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, yo. It's a two-man job, yo, until for a new parent, yo. Until you, Cheryl or your wife get used to it, yo. Getting the baby to latch can be very difficult, yo. Talent.
Come on, man. He's a gunning, yo. He ain't no problem sucking on no titties, yo. That's what we do around here. Ow!
Yeah.
I just got.
Well, I will tell you, right now, yo. You better take notes, yo. Because with a baby hungry and crying, yo, can't get a latch is the most frustrating thing ever.
We ain't never scared of no nipples, yo. That's what we gunning men do, yo. We love nipples, yo. Little fat ones, the little small ones, the ones with the braille on them. I can only have two nipples now. I'm mad I got to share my nipples, yo. But I guess if it's for the betterment of my son, I'll gladly share. But he should have no trouble latching on, yo.
You'll see.
I had to just show him for him. Like, yo, look, you just grab the titty, goes, there you go.
See, the problem with that is that num, 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 ain't getting no milk out that titty, yo. It got to be a full lat, son. Tongue down and all, yo. So that's what you're going to learn tomorrow, son. You're going to have to open that man's mouth up, yo, and shove the titty, shove his mouth into the titty. You know, it's going to feel like you suffocating that man, yo. I'm telling you, it's crazy, son.
You're going to touch his damn titty.
Yo, man, this is natural selection, yo. This is what God made us to do, yo. My kid gonna suck some titties, yo. He gonna get some milk out of me. Yo. That's what we born to do, yo. Yeah, we see. Lady was telling us that, you know, like right after, like she had a baby, and right after, like, you know, right after they got him clean, she was like, "Give me my baby," and she put the baby on like the bottom of her stomach, and it was like, "Why are you doing it?" It's like, "Cause he can naturally smell the milk." And they said this newborn baby climbed up to his mom's breast and started sucking, yo. That was like her eighth kid. She said she does it with all her kids, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
gangster out there. So she know how to get the baby to latch. That's what you learning, yo, just how to get the baby to latch. Once you get it to latch, you ain't going to have no problems. She ain't going to need your help. But different positions, different ways, because from what I was told by my wife, yo, that shit hurts, yo, if they ain't latched on properly. And they fall off and all kinds of crap, yo. So I'm saying, yo, it could be a little challenging, yo.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, you better tell him, you better let him know, yo, man. We from Jersey, yo. We've been latching on titties since fifth grade, yo.
Sorry to say, man, my boys ain't take to the latching.
I'm telling you, it's harder than what you think, son.
They didn't take to it. We tried it a couple of times, didn't work. Bring out the Similac.
Now, did it not work because they just couldn't latch, or was sis just like, it hurts too much?
No, they didn't latch. They didn't take it. They didn't like it. They didn't like it.
Like sometimes, like, well, sometimes it depends on the nipple, you know, like the woman's like the brush, you know, like so sometimes you get like a little guard that you put on there to help them latch on, you know, but so it definitely depends on like just the nipple part, you know, like I don't know, it's crazy, you know.
That's why you gotta find a woman with the braille nipples, you know, it's like a whole instruction manual right there, you know.
Yeah, but still, the eight hours to do it, you know, I mean, it's easier when you actually have the baby and you can actually, you know what I'm saying, like, practice that way. Because you're going to have the lactation specialist in your room, you know, trying to show you that same stuff and helping you out, you know, and she's going to pull you right on in, you know, and to tell you. Because I was out there thinking the same thing you thinking. Like, yo, I don't got to do this show. I'm just, you know what I mean, you here to help her. I was just sitting my ass down. Yeah, she was like, yo, I think you need to come over here and figure out what I'm doing so when you get home, you can help her out. I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, go ahead and figure out what the hell you're talking about. Yeah? She pulled me right up off that couch. Yeah, called me right out in my own damn room. Yeah, I was kind of embarrassed.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah.
Thought it didn't concern me. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here just, you know, relaxing. Yeah, didn't think it would concern me. Yeah. How about...
Go ahead, Mr. Rogers.
No, you know.
Okay. But yeah, man. So that's what I got going on. Guess what I got going on this weekend? Yeah, I'm hoping that the clients ain't forever. You know, I'm a good sport though. You know what I mean? I'm gonna definitely have some jokes in there, yo. Especially you can't just be in there just showing it. You know, I'm a dude. You know what I mean? Like I'm a 100%. Heterosexual male. So you ain't gonna just be showing me a bunch of titties and me not crack some jokes, yo.
No, I don't think they're gonna be showing you titties, man.
Dog, in my birthing class, I saw like six births, yo.
Oh, well.
Yeah, in a breastfeeding class, I figure you gotta at least double up. I should see about 12 titties then.
Yeah, you may be.
That's horrible.
Who knows?
Yeah, man. So,
good luck with that.
So, don't forget, what'd you say?
I said, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully, it just doesn't take forever. That's all I'm saying. But we also got
the big lotto studs. Anybody playing the lottery, man, ready to hit this big Mega Million and Powerball that's supposed to be dropping?
Nope. I'm not. For like last time I played, I didn't win, I ain't trying. I ain't playing it now.
Yo, son, the next jackpot is joint $600 million.
That's what I'm talking about. You playing?
Yeah, y'all already played, yo.
So you did get some tickets?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I only got two. I'll be going crazy, yo.
Yeah. So what you do if you win the?
Huh?
What you doing if you win the money, yo?
What am I doing? Paying bills, investing, and living life, brother.
But, yo, you can't do that. I mean, I'm talking about the moment you find out you win. Like, I'm not talking about long-term plans. I know you ain't no dummy. I'm pretty sure you'll be smart enough to do your research and do good things with your money. But even you, MX, like, if you played, the moment you find out you won, they popping the balls up that tube, and that last number hits, it's like 17. You like, yo, we just won. Mr. Righteous, what are you doing at that exact moment?
I might pass the hell out. What do you mean, what am I doing?
Yeah, I think I'll be in a state of shock, yeah. I think I'm going to have to actually, like, get some confirmation, take it down there for them to actually tell me that I won. And even after that, I guess my first question is when I can get that check. How fast can I get the check?
Well,
like, what kind of paperwork do I have to fill out so I can get this dough, geez, and I'll pop.
Yo, you gotta fill out tax forms, and all a bunch of stuff. Cause the same thing, like when I was store manager at ShopRite, they did the same thing. Like when people won a lot of money, when like people like came in when they won like $5,000, $10,000, they would bring in the ticket, and then we'll give them this little packet of tax forms and stuff. They fill all that form out, and then we'll send it into New Jersey Lottery Commission, and then they'll process everything, and then they'll either, I guess, direct deposit the money or send them a check or something, because they take their tax. Uncle Sam will get his piece off the break. So, yeah, it's crazy, though. But if it's a little bit of money, they usually pay you out in the store. But when it's, like, over, like, $5,000 or more, you got to fill out the tax forms and all that other stuff.
Hey, I'm all for it, man.
I don't want my face all over the place. That's why. I mean, New Jersey, they got to post your name. But I don't think you have to show your face.
Yeah, there's a good chance I'm getting arrested, Joe. Just because I know I can make bail. Like,
you
got
to
do something stupid.
You make bail, but you do something stupid that you got to do a year or 60 days or something.
I'm not shooting anybody. I'm not committing armed robbery or talking about getting arrested. I just want a bunch of money, you know? I'm not going to do anything that's going to get me locked up for more than a weekend, you know? I've been done that before. I know getting drunk and wild out is only going to get you a weekend for the longest, yeah.
Yo.
That kid's been arrested.
Yo, first of all, yo, before you fill out that packet and all that other stuff, yo, you ain't making bail, yo, at that point. You ain't got the money yet.
Yo, I'm not doing anything where my bail is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, I'm just not that type of criminal, you know? Like, I mean, I'm talking about something like, I'll probably, like, get butt-ass naked and run through the streets, you know? And then when the cop says, hey, come here, I'll probably just say, I'm rich, bitch, and just keep running. My bail would only be, like, $500. They'd probably let me go after a weekend, you know? I'd be like, Cat Williams, that'd be the easiest time I do in my life, you know?
Yeah,
I'd be sitting there, you know, butt-ass nigga, you know?
Yeah, send a dog after your ass.
What'd you say?
I said, they'll send a dog, they'll get that canine after you.
Shut up.
Well, I didn't win a Mega Million, so.
Huh?
I said, I didn't win a Mega Million.
You didn't?
No, heck no.
Oh, that was tonight?
Yeah.
I thought they were tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I say,
that was a Powerball.
Okay. See, I don't even know. What was the numbers for the Mega Million, yo? Let me see if I won, yo. 25, 34, 46.
11, 15, 35, 43, 49, and the Mega Ball was 41.
Oh, shit, I won.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick none of them numbers, yo.
I don't never pick no numbers. I just let the machine do it, yo.
Yo, man, that's government doing it to you, yo. They just taking your money, or you got to pick your own arbitrary numbers, yo.
Right.
Yo, man, most of them people that win, man, they ain't sitting there picking no numbers. They let the machine do it.
Yeah, I got them picking the numbers, yo. I got hardcore people picking numbers, yo.
Because when you, I mean, you figure you sit there picking your own numbers. I mean, what did it go up to, like, what's the highest number, like 50 or something like that? Not many people going to be thinking of no high numbers like these when they come out 40 and 90 and all the other numbers. A lot of people go with low numbers most of the time.
Yeah, I don't know, buddy. Don't get me started, y'all. Yo, but speaking of the IRS, yo, we were talking about that. Yo, y'all hear about the whole little IRS scandal, yo?
Yeah.
Hear about all that shit that was going on, man?
Heck yeah.
What'd you think about that? You heard about the beach bum?
Yeah, yo. I mean, I don't get the whole. I'm just so frustrated. I mean, Washington has just become a cesspool of just, like, no wonder the world's going to shit. We're supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And, you know what I mean, we got people in the IRS targeting certain people. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I beef with the Republicans for a lot of stuff. But, you know, just in general, you shouldn't be targeting anybody, yo. It should be, the problem is, yo, is not simple rules. Like, you know what I mean? The IRS, like, taxing people shouldn't be that difficult. Tax
right.
Everybody the same percentage and call it a day. Whatever your income is, you pay that percentage and then call it a day, yo.
Right. But this had to do with the status of them saying that they were 501c4 and being a political, because it's supposed to be underneath that rule. You're supposed to be, like, more social. And if you give certain amount, if you're in political and you get certain amount, like, you can give to political campaigns, but if you are into accepting donations and speaking for a political action group, then you can't be a 501c4 and get taxable donations. So that's what the thing. And the thing about the whole thing that I'm frustrated with is that, yeah, okay, so the Tea Party name come out now, it's a big scandal. They targeted, same IRS, targeted the NAACP for 2 straight years and with Bush was in office, and ain't nobody fucking had to say that shit was a scandal. Like, so I don't understand why now all of a sudden now it's because of the Tea Party and now it's the fact that the Republicans, plus it was 200 people, it was 200 organizations. The Tea Party was just the biggest one. There were 200 that they actually targeted. I listened to the hearing today of the dude. Yeah, he resigned, but he was like, it was over 200. Yeah, you know, and they basically did it off of like, so if it had anything it had to do with like party or like organization or like progressive or something like that that has stuck to the politics or you've been involved in the politics, that's who they targeted, but I don't know. To me, I just think that it's like a much to do about nothing for real. Like, everybody gets targeted. If you're on your P's and Q's, then, you know what I mean, they have every right to fucking look into you. Like, I got audited. I didn't feel like I was getting targeted. I get probably targeted everybody who fucking takes out of their, like, my dumb ass took out of my 401k and then didn't report it all, and they hit me back the next year. Like, so, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that was my dumb ass fault. Like,
yeah, I'm glad they get locked up like Lauryn Hill out there, B.
No, they got their money. Yo. I was like, yo, I thought I did everything, yo. I was like, nope. When I was transferring everything over, I forgot one thing, yo. It wasn't even purposely done, yo. It's just they sitting on my shit so late. And, you know, back then, yo, we were trying to get out of rebate or our tax refund. Like, right, I was filing my shit. The first day you could file, I was putting all my stuff in. Yeah, they sent me the little extra form, like, in February or something. I had already filed my taxes, got my refund, and spent the joint. I thought I was like, yeah. So it was basically me just not waiting and having, I should have filed an amendment, and I didn't because I had already spent the money. So thought I was going to get away with it. Nope. Not at all.
Yeah, and them IRS people don't play. Yeah, they hit me up for something that happened 5 years ago, you know?
Right, yeah, they'll get you. You know, ain't no hiding, you know. But listen, do y'all got something else? Cause I got something to talk about, you know.
Why you keep telling us to listen, yo? We on here, yo.
Well, I'm asking if y'all have, because I got a little rant, you know. I got beef, yo. I got a little rant, yo. I'm gonna get on soapbox. I want to see what y'all think about it, yo. Like,
go ahead and speak, yo. Don't tell us to listen.
So again, you know what I mean? You know, I follow a lot of politics. You know, have y'all heard about this whole, you know, the AP and then, you know, the Department of Justice, like, subpoenaing the calls of the AP about the whole potential leak and the mole in the government? You know, have y'all followed that story at all?
Nope, never heard of it.
No.
So I haven't followed it. Oh, okay. You didn't want my answer. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I was
going to
say I heard about him. Go ahead. Yeah, it was
funny. Yeah. We started talking. Well, I was just responding. But, yeah, so basically this is the thing. There was a terrorist plot in Yemen. Yemen was basically, there was a bomb that was supposed to be getting put on an airplane going to the UK, right? The CIA had somebody embedded with the Al-Qaeda sect in Yemen. They basically thwarted the plot. They got, so the U.S. actually intercepted the bomb, right? And the bomb ended up in Quantico, right, through working with the U.K. So it ended up, it went from the U.K. back to the United States, ended up in Quantico, right? That's what basically happened, right? So this whole terror plot, where somebody embedded in Yemen, like the Al-Qaeda, so that's huge, right? We actually infiltrated the like Al-Qaeda in Yemen, right? And working with through the U.K., uncovered the bomb, and ended up in Quantico, Virginia, right? Somebody, who knows, don't know, told the AP, like a whistleblower, told the AP that there was a bomb in Quantico, right? So the Department of Justice is like, yeah, how the fuck, and the AP reports it, like, terrorist plot forwarded in Yemen, you know what I mean, and a bomb's in Quantico. So when they reported that, everybody's like, yeah, this was classified information. How the hell did they know, right? So, of course, they... You know, AP is like, well, we got, you know, we're going to protect our source, and, you know, First Amendment, we can print whatever we want, right? So, but we're in fucking government. We're like, we got people embedded in Al-Qaeda. You know what I'm saying? So if that is the case, and they get, like, and we feel like, you know what I mean, like, basically we're getting exposed out there, people's going to start dying, so whatever plots are going to get increased, you know what I mean? Because they listen to our news, too, you know what I'm saying? So, you feel me? And so that's why they were all subpoenaing the AP, because they wanted to know who leaked, because nobody was supposed to know that the bomb was in our possession, because it wasn't even targeting the U.S., it was targeting the U.K. And us working with the U.K. basically is how it ended up in our possession. So that's how this whole thing went down. And the AP is out here talking about, oh, we got subpoenaed our phone calls and da-da-da-da-da, First Amendment. I'm like, yo, first of all, people need to shut the fuck up, yo. Because when shit, like, you know what I mean? You know how many lives you can cost, yo, by you just wanting to be tell? Like, why is all these whistleblowers getting all this credit? They're talking about Obama because he's prosecuting all these whistleblowers. I would prosecute them too, yo. When you are a top secret, when you sign up for that type of job and you get a top secret clearance, like, your job is to shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? When you got that classified information, it is not your job to be fucking whistleblowing to anybody that wants to hear your damn story, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand, yo. I don't understand. I hate this First Amendment crap, you know what I mean, when people talk about, like, I feel like I should tell my government. You know what I'm saying? And then when the government comes after them, then they got something to say, you know? Then don't report every damn thing, yo. That's the reason why people try to fucking attack us in the first place. Like, it's crazy. Like, we got people trying to attack us all the time, and then you got the news telling everywhere about where our president goes, telling what we doing. Like, it's fucking stupid to me. Like, I don't understand, y'all. Like, what do y'all think? Because I'm like, this whole story is, like, blowing the shit out of me, you know? Like, I just think people need to shut the fuck up and realize that there's a lot more danger in you reporting every goddamn thing than, you know what I mean, keeping your mouth closed about certain shit that's going on in our intelligence community. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. What do you think, Mr. Righteous?
All that, it's crazy, man. I mean, like you said, man, a lot of people can get hurt with all this nonsense because you never know, man. Because like you said, these people watch our news. They got satellites. They got some type of somewhat of a technology. I'm sure they listening, watching, plotting, making their next move, setting up everything. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, and, but that whole first, like the whole First Amendment, man. Just they live and die by it, man. I can say what I want and do what I want. And you can't stop me, type stuff. But when it comes to stuff like that, man, they shouldn't be allowed to anything dealing with the government and secret stuff, man. They shouldn't even allow to even talk about it at all. If they do talk about it and put it out there, then they should be part of the prosecution right along with the whistleblower, because they just as much as telling the information as much as the whistleblower is.
Right.
I gotta disagree with y'all, man. I got to, like, as much as scary as it is in this situation, it turned out bad, but the government needs to have something to be checked to. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that Freedom of Speech Act and the way the news lets you know about the government, whether it be right or be wrong, I mean, we never really know, but the fact that the government can get reported on and it's nothing that the government can do is what makes us different from a lot of societies. So I think that this situation is bad, you know, like you said, if you're in that top secret clearance, you got to be able to shut the hell up. But if I'm a newspaper and I can convince a top secret person to tell me secrets, as bad as that sounds, you know, I'm just doing my job as a newspaper, and I can print what I want. You know, I mean, it's up to the discretion of the newspaper to not put our own people in jeopardy. But, like, you can't blame the newspaper for somebody else telling them something.
You can blame them if they come and just drop a nuke on us or some crap. You can blame them from telling us where people going to be at and how to get in here. If they was telling stuff like that, or how easy ways to get up in here and just terrorize stuff, start terrorizing stuff, and it's all because of a news reporter.
Right. I just think that at some point, like, I understand where you're coming from, Beachfront. I'm just saying, like, at some point, yo, you have, like, a moral obligation to be like, this could potentially get some, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you get information from a whistleblower. Yeah, we've been saving Al-Qaeda in Yemen. At some point, and we uncover the bomb, at some point, you got to be like, damn, if I run with this story, yo, that motherfucker that we just infiltrated could potentially die. Like, at some point, I would think you have a moral obligation to be like, is this story worth all the efforts of us getting infiltrating Al-Qaeda? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that's what I'm saying.
My accounting teacher told me in my ethics class, yo, one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned, you know, the man said, I can teach you about ethics, but the bottom line is, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You know, there's nothing.
I guess that's what I'm frustrated
about. It's going to make those other places have real high security and really, 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 really be checking folks, man, and really, really be digging into, especially if you like doing some undercover missions, man. You see what happened to homeboy in Russia. The little spy, man, got caught out there.
Right. People die. Yo. You get 40, yo. People die. Yo. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, they lucky they ain't killing that spy.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I just think that you're doing us a disservice, yo. Like, you want to be protected, and yet, you know what I'm saying, you're the first people to, like, why you join the military? Like, why don't you just, you know what I mean, if you feel like you're doing something to get yourself in, you know, then fucking don't, like, leave your post, resign, you know, like, and even after that, you know, just shut the hell up. Like, you know what I'm saying, you know? Like, yo, you got to talk to me, you know a lot of shit, okay, fine, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, well, I know, like, once you get a top secret clearance, so you can't say shit even after you finish. Like, I don't understand. Like, I have no sympathy for us prosecuting whistleblowers. That's basically what I'm saying.
Did the dude that was part of the Osama bin Laden raid, the one that wrote the book and all that stuff, is he still in the armor, or did they give him the boot because of the book?
I don't know. I think they prosecuted him. I don't know. I know, from what I heard, they were basically getting on Obama and the DOJ because he's prosecuted the most whistleblowers of all presidencies. And I'm like, good for him. Tell him shut the fuck up, and they won't be prosecuted, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
I mean, I just can't blame newspapers. I wish that they wouldn't tell some stories, but if you start regulating one thing, then you know how people are, especially with politics, like using that to regulate something else. Like if the government's spying on black people, they can say it's potentially terrorists. But hey, we only got about 5 seconds, man. So good show tonight, fellas. Good hearing from y'all, man. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that shit done it quick.